So now we're live on TikTok, we're live on Clapper, we're live on Instagram, we're live on YouTube, Sabre Connect, Facebook. Before we get into it, the magazine is out in physical print, the Christian Times Magazine, United in Prayer, celebrating the National Day of Prayer. You can get this on Amazon. If you can't get it on Amazon, we can get you a digital free copy that you can get for yourself that way. Tonight's message.
Tell them about why.
We'll go to that to the end. So that's just a little preview for right now. For tonight's message, again, it's about convergence. This is part two of Convergence America. So we're going to go into the definition of convergence again. I'm going to pull this up on the screen so you can see it for yourself. So that way you understand what I'm talking about. If the images is not looking clear enough, I'm going to define this. We're going to redefine convergence again. The act of converging and especially moving towards union or uniformity. The state of a property being convergent. Evolutionary biology says independent development of similar traits and features in an unrelated or distinctly related species or lineages. Similarities between separate circles or merging distinct technologies, industries, devices unified in a whole. What has this got to do about the church? What has this got to do about revival? That is what we're going to talk about. And in the Asbury, one of the groups, I posted this and I shared this again. It says, revival is breaking out all over the world. This is the third Great Awakening. We're going to cover about the Great Awakening is another show as well, but we're going to talk about it here. Moving into all the nations, breaking past denominational barriers and breaking all age groups. Outpouring, revival, restoration. Psalm 2:8, ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. Revelation 7:9, after this I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, languages, standing before the throne and the Lamb. You monitor this in case anything happens. And the clothed in white robes with the palm branches in their hands. Now, I have several more images tonight. Like I said, I've been just following what the world is doing when it comes to revival. For those who are able to see the YouTube, the Facebook, Sabre Connect, or LinkedIn, those that are on TikTok and Clapper and everywhere else who are not seeing it, I'm going to describe what these images are showing for those of you that cannot see directly. So, but that's pretty much what we're going to do. So I'm going to go with the first image, which is Baylor University, March 22nd. 20 students got baptized at the Fountain Mall from a worship service. And then we translate, go all the way across the world to Bulgaria, of all places. Bulgaria, you following me? We went from Baylor University. Now we're in Bulgaria. I'm like, why are you in Bulgaria, Jeremy? Well, I wasn't personally in Bulgaria. We were praying for Georgie and Winnie Benoff. They were talking about a revival update. Pastor Mitko and the Gypsy Church opened the doors with a prayer. Do it here too, Lord. This was the March 19th post talking about that since February 9th, people are coming from the entire neighborhood. Young, old, people wanting to get saved. 40 new people were baptized. And there were spiritual gifts and healings and things happening. This is what a third great awakening is. Rick Curry and everyone else talking about the God here on land. Let's go back and look at Nathan Pinwell. He's talking about God is moving in Canada as he had an event and people were pouring out in Canada for a contention about what God is doing. Then we go to Claremont County Crusade in Somerton. They had a long crusade, a couple 2 weeks there with C.T. Townsend. Now let's go over here to Columbus, to right down the street, High Street Baptist Church, a school revival packed with teenagers making decisions for the Lord. I've gone from Canada to Bulgaria to Texas and Baylor University. Then we're over in North Carolina. Now we're here in Columbus. Now we're moving to where? South Africa. One of my good friends, Andre Van Zyl, was talking about going to minister at Unite 180 Church in Pretoria, South Africa. And the church is packed with people. There's no place that nobody can sit. The Lord is moving in South Africa. What in the world? Now let's go over to a small country Baptist church. Record attendance broken March 27th with 250 people. And he had 22 people getting saved. Okay, let's have a missile crisis. Let's go to Cuba. Oh, I hope I don't get banned for saying that. Anyway, Pastor Gary Wilkerson said over 600 plus pastors all across Cuba were wanting to cry out to God to hear what God was doing in Cuba and what God wanted to do and how he wanted to operate. How about this? How about Delhi? Let's go back into Pune, India. 20,000 people gather March 29th in a three-day all-night prayer in Delhi. And we know there's many things based on messages we got just in the last 24 hours of persecutions of Christians in India. But not even 90 days ago, people are crying out in India for God. Okay, that's not crazy enough. Let's go to Ethiopia. Ethiopia? What's going to happen in Ethiopia? Is that what you see at 3 a.m. asking people to give you money? No, we're talking about revival with Waldy Burst, one of my good friends, and Levi Lutz and others. 40,000 people gathering to hear about the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. And it continues of them being hungry and where they're wanting to go and what they're wanting to hear. That's not enough? You need more? You want to hear more about what God is doing? How about let's go and look at a secular news story? Here is fire coming from the mountain. I'm like, what are you talking about? Fire in the mountain, Jeremy? Fire comes down from the mountain. A spiritual revival was in full in Goldendale this week during Fire on the Mountain gathering. It says souls were in search of healing. People met with miracles. God wanted us to be there. Things happened. So this is a story saying, revival making, this was the front page of the news. This wasn't like my story being the front page of the religion section. No, this is the front thing, the thing that you see when you turn on the webpage, the thing you see on the physical paper. It said people were witnessing that children on this person, Sherelle Bear's team, people were walking in miracles, deaf ears are opening, and experiencing the power of God as God came down from the mountain. Now, we've shared this before with Dr. Paul I about the gospel truck. Well, there's an update on the gospel truck for India in March 2023. 256,000. 219,331,000 decisions for Jesus. And Are you hearing this? People are crying out for God today. People want to hear God. Okay, that's not enough. Let's go to Tennessee to Shelbyville. Two services. People wanting to get baptized. Extra room. Overflow. Things are happening. God is moving and things are transforming. Because why? People want to see God. Let's go back to South Africa to the kids. 20,000 people say yes to Jesus. In South Africa and Lesotho, which I've been in both of those countries, and Swaziland, where we make candles. 11 crusades in Zambia. Also, Zambia is having stuff too. But that's what we talked about last time. Or how about this? There's a video from the harvest on April 9th of 75 baptisms on Good Friday. Now, I know many times people talk about Easter and other things like that. People don't always want to go and do the things that are happening and moving the places where God is trying to do them. Or how about one of my good friends, Sammy Robinson's co-worker in the Lord, one of our good friends, Jeremy Nelson. Now, my good friend Samuel prayed over Jeremy Nelson and his wife Miranda, by the way. I don't know if I ever told you this. Jeremy's wife is Miranda, too. That's the pretty cool part. So Sammy gave them a prophetic word, and that God would oversee through his life and his ministry and the people that are touched by his ministry, that 1 million souls would come to the kingdom in 12 months. During the last weekend, February 25th, during his trip to Pakistan, they hit 1 million souls for Jesus in 12 months. He says, Jeremy Nelson says, it never gets old. I can't think of anything else I would rather do for the rest of my life than to win souls for the King and to steward his presence while here on earth. Over the last year, we saw 5 people raised from the dead and countless other creative miracles. It's all about giving to Jesus the fullness of the reward of his sufferings while we live on this earth. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing that? How about we go to Vietnam? Most of you know that we did work with Joshua Duong and many of the Vietnamese. We trained them on Zoom. They now have their own Zoom channels. They're working their own Zoom Facebook pages. You know, they periodically write me and different things are happening. God is opening doors. Michael W. Smith goes to Vietnam. And so does Billy Graham's ministry and his son. So this was an amazing worship tour. And he finds out the Vietnamese love hearing Michael W. Smith. And they were coming to the altar and they were singing it. And Vietnamese, and they were singing it and hearing about the goodness of what God is doing and how God is operating.
They were just overwhelmed at the response.
They're completely overwhelmed.
This is, you know, because of how, you know, it is a socialist country. They are limited to what they can do.
Yeah.
And the lockdowns. They were in complete lockdown, and they couldn't go out of their homes most of the time.
No, they cannot.
And that's when we, you know, that's... This is a result of all of the online praying and things during the lockdowns that they are seeing now that people can go out. There's a huge, you know, harvest.
Correct.
That they are seeing, they're witnessing because, and we got to see all of that behind the scenes stuff during the pandemic, the 2 years of the pandemic, and see how hungry they were for the word and it was just it's such a blessing to see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit now that, you know, we've been set free from our lockdowns, you know, nothing's going to hold us back now.
Yep. Or how about this? Let's go to Pastor Edmund Izali Bajo again. We thank God for what he is doing. This week it was in the Ghazi. Next week it'll be in Jigita. And he hosts Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people." And he's spreading the message there in Africa. Let's go to Nicaragua. So why do you want to go to Nicaragua, Jeremy? Like, well, why not? Let's go with David again. You know, talking about what happened in Asbury. And he's saying how there's multitudes of people coming. And he's saying the Spirit of the Holy Spirit has come upon Nicaragua because they want to hear the message of Jesus. They want to see what God is doing. They want to feel the presence of what God is doing and where he is going. How about the rally, the men's rally that happened up in Youngstown, Ohio, where Kevin Sorbo spoke? A few more. Let's go to Singapore. Now, this picture in Singapore has been shared by Dan DeBongo and also Nick Hall and others about what happened in Singapore. And Nick Hall is resharing this, and Hong Tu is seeing what's happening. This revival in Singapore, what's happening in Vietnam, is connected to what's happening in Asbury, is connected to what's happening with Joshua, is connected to what's happening to these prayer meetings that we're going to on the weekends at night in Singapore and Thailand and Indonesia and the list goes on and on and on in so many places that we're doing. How about this? I was just in a prayer meeting the other day with Brother Walter Zyritz, and we were praying for 12 Ukrainian pastors. Now, you're not seeing that in this image, but they were preaching on a full house twice on Sunday, and they were so hungry for God, they had to add a third service on the Sunday. And about what God was doing and how people were wanting to come together. So we had this meeting with Brother Walter while he was there with the pastors praying for them, and they were talking about, and they were showing how close they were to the power plants, and you know, some of them had shrapnel and other things, and talking about how they're helping feed people and trying to deal with the calamity and war. And we were praying with them live on chat within the last 24 hours. The last 24 hours we've gone around the globe, from Singapore to Indonesia to Ukraine to Vietnam. Or how about this, Dr. Paul I. He's standing in the gap for Vietnam U.S. veterans, praying with them and people are seeing the power of God. God saved and see. Yeah, you might want to put that down. And then how about this? 1,000 people come to Wayne. You got to get to Wayne. I put that in there as a joke to Miranda. She can't still spell Wayne. But anyway, Joshua Mathis, the first night of revival. 1,000 people there. He says, get out to Wayne, folks. No comments? She's just trying to bite her lip. Anyway, how about Winterfest, where kids' lives were changed and revivals of people were opening the doors of what God was doing. And people are going to tell me none of this stuff happening. Oh, yeah, Sean Foyt was even in South Africa again. How about we go back to Zambia again? 11,000 children heard the gospel in 2 days. And before we go to the last story, before we pull that up, that's literally 29 minutes of what, 20 different countries seeking the face of God, hearing about Jesus. Some of them, it's not some big event, and they have a lot of money. It's just people were crying out to God and asking God to show up, and the Holy Spirit showed up, and God moved. Think about that for a minute. What does that mean? What does it mean for me and you and where we're going to go and what God is doing? How does that open the doors about what He wants to do in my life and your life and the lives of others? It means He wants to convey His message. Now I know, and through the power of social media, there are those that don't want anyone like me or anyone else to spread the message of Jesus to anyone in any way because it's offensive to them. They don't want to hear about God. They don't believe in God. So when you talk about this stuff, they want to cast you out and cancel you. So when I share with you the next posting about what God is doing, I want you to understand that there's a sense of urgency today. A sense of what God wants to do in your life, in my life, in the lives of others. Because if you understand the importance of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? And how it spreads like a wildfire. And it spreads through the power of God and what He wants to do and where He wants to take us. And just how it moves into that place that He wants us to be. You would understand the sense of urgency that we have today of why hearing from God is important. And understanding what God is doing in America, what God is doing in the rest of the world, is just as important as anything else that you can imagine. Too many people fail to understand why we talk about Jesus. They fail to understand how we are supposed to effectively communicate what God is doing in our lives and the lives of others. We should be excited to talk about Jesus. And if we're not excited to talk about Jesus, then it's not going to make any sense. So when I share this, C.B. Lingerfelt, we had others reach out to me wanting me to write a story for the Christian Times. This is about a couple of months ago. And I wasn't aware that actually he was an admin of the Asbury University Revival Outpouring page, but he is. I forgot about that. So I've been sharing, you know, what ministries and others are doing, and other ministries and other people are finding out what was happening. And what's so amazing about this whole situation is that over 60 nations see this magazine, and there's over 2.7 million readers, if not more, between the physical copy and the online that's available out there that you can purchase. And we will share with you how you can purchase a copy and how you can get access to the online component and the broadcast as well. But what I wanted to do is to share with you the story that's in the book. But before this ever happened, we already had the Thinking Eternity Ditch Digger story. We already preached about it before that. We were already doing other kinds of ministry events before that. And it's just a stepping stone of people talking about, you should, you know, share this, you should have the, you should get out and do this, you know, spread the gospel in any way and all the ways you possibly can. And then we had the opportunity to finally do this. And that's where we came in with this, about what God was doing and where he wanted to move us and how he wanted this to operate and exactly what God was doing. Pretty much what was the compass of this is, I was debating whether or not if we would redo the ditch digger or if we should just go straight to the season of the fruit picker. And my deciding factor of posting the season of the fruit picker was because of the Asbury Awakening. I should have brought the DVD up here, but anyway. It's gone from being a revival to an outpouring to now it's considered an awakening. And as I shared earlier, and we're going to pull that up again, I'm not the first person to say this. Hong too is. We are in a third great awakening that's moving into all the nations, breaking past the denominational barriers and reaching all age groups. That's what's happening today. So I'm going to share with you the season of the fruit picker, because some of you may not have access to the, you know, purchase it on Amazon. Maybe you don't have access to get the URL because you're listening to this on podcast. You may have never heard anything from me before, but let me share this story.
But it's, you're not telling you who you're saying. You're leaving out that.
But get to,
they put, this was our sermon that we wrote
over
a year ago.
And we're going to post links to that.
We had, like, the opportunity to work together.
Yeah.
Me and Jeremy worked together on this. And it was then published into this magazine for the month of May's edition.
Correct. So when the first part of the fruit of the story happens, if you watch, I think this one, we were both sick. If you go back and play the broadcast, we were both sick trying to do this.
Yeah.
You couldn't even be part of the first one. So the whole message was almost not even delivered.
Yeah, God gave me all these sermons. It's called the Ditch Digger Series. God gave me all the sermons. And even after I finished writing the first sermon, I was too sick to share it. And so I told Jeremy, I said, look, you got to be my Aaron. Because Moses, he couldn't speak in a speech impediment. And so Aaron, his brother, would speak for him sometimes. And I said, be my Aaron. And so at times Jeremy is my Aaron, and he has to sometimes share the messages. But Jeremy took the sermon, and then he added his own things. And there's a little bit of my late grandfather also in this. Jeremy will share about after.
When I get to that point, you just interrupt me. Because that's the best segue, because I want you to share that.
Okay.
All right, so Season of the Fruit Picker. This is on page 37 in the magazine. It says, now the outpouring at the Asbury Revival has sent out the ditch diggers, the laborers of the harvest. America will now see the reaping of the harvest as America turns into its third great awakening. All across the globe, revival, healing, and restoration have broken out as the Holy Spirit has moved on planet Earth. It is now time for the season of the fruit pickers. Before the fruit of the harvest is picked, we must thank those who went ahead before the rest of us, the ditch digger, the prayer warriors, the volunteers, the servants of Jesus Christ that prepared the way. And now we move into the season of the fruit picker. Some ditch digging will continue during the fruit picker season, but the closer the end comes, you will see a team effort of multiple ministries and multiple gifts as the end draws near. Here's how to tend to a garden. Elders will be a large part of this as the protector of the harvest, prayer warriors, counselors, and those who tend to the new sheep. When I say sheep, I'm talking about new converts. They will be doing the following, casting out demons, commissioning to send out to the nations the further sustained ministry work. Matthew 12:33, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. You won't have to brag on yourself.
Say the line.
You go ahead.
So, and the next part says, you won't have to brag on yourself. The Holy Spirit will show them who you are. And we'll stop there. And I didn't know Jeremy had put that in there. I read it, but I didn't remember that part. That is what my grandfather told me when I first started playing drums and going out and doing ministry when I was 15. Since I was 15 years old, I'm going to be 42 in just a couple weeks. But my grandfather, my dad's dad, he would tell me that all the time. He's like, don't have a big head. Stay humble. You just get up there, you play your drums, or you sing your song, and then you just get on. You don't have to try to make yourself look big. You don't have to do anything extra. The talent will speak for itself. God, the Holy Spirit, will brag on you. That line is directly from my grandfather. And sadly, my grandfather passed away over 3.5 years ago. And he's no longer with us. And I just know, so when you read the article, it's the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father, a bit of me, a bit of Jeremy, and a bit of my grandfather. And I thank Jer for putting that in there, and because my grandfather and Jeremy were really, really close. And he was like a dad to Jeremy. And I just Jeremy listened when Poppy would talk to us. He remembered, and I remember what he told us. The other thing he said, I'm kind of shocked Jeremy didn't put that in there, is he always said, walk slow and drink a lot of water. That was his advice for anything. Walk slow, drink a lot of water.
All right, will do.
So,
whatever you think you lack or do not have, God will provide what you need through the Holy Spirit. The harvest is the fruit of labor. How to create good fruit? Can you think upon those who affected your life and led you to Christ? Can you remember how you wanted to learn and share about Jesus? Think on this. When was the first and last time you led someone to Christ? Do you help with Sunday school or any other volunteer position? What other ways can you serve your church, family, and friends? We all have a responsibility to share about Christ, where we are now, and not wait until later. 1 Corinthians 9:19-23. Though I am free and belong to no one, I made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law. So, as to win those under the law, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. So as to win those not having the law, to the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I become all things to all people, so that all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. As Paul says, become all things to all people and use all the skills that God blesses you with, the ways that you are right now, to reach as many people as possible. God will not limit you to just one thing to try and do. God wants all of you, and because of that, God will take all of you and place you into situations where your talents and your gifts will glorify Jesus. Now let's review. Ditch digger prepares the way. The protectors who manage and maintain the flock. Then the fruit pickers who bring in the harvest. What you are seeing around the world are these servants who spent hours, days, weeks, and years working for Jesus. The ditch diggers who planted seeds upon people's hearts long before the salvation message may have even occurred. Then you have those who have prayed, and God led them in the valleys and the dark times to what is happening to today. We need to be prepared, to have a sense of urgency, like the Coast Guard motto says, Semper Paratus, which means always ready. In and out of season, the body of Christ must listen to the Holy Spirit and engage into the culture what God wants for the nations. Welcome to the season of the fruit picker. May Jesus Christ be praised. Miranda?
I had no idea when, we've written a lot of things over the years for different Christian blog news sites and things, and but this is more than we could have ever imagined. We just know that the opportunity came to write, mm-hmm. and we wrote it together. Yeah. I mean, I know my name isn't on it, but yeah, you asked Jeremy, and said, well, my wife wrote the sermon, and then I took the sermon and then I wrote the article. But we can't, without the other, we can't do any of this.
That's right.
It really does take the two of us working together to write the articles, to write the sermons, to play the music, to arrange the music, to do everything. It is a team effort. One does not just do all of it. And sometimes if you write something, I will help read it over and he'll ask my advice. And, mm-hmm. Or, we write it together. But we always do it as a team, no matter what the ministry work is. Cleaning the house, we do it together. He has his little things he does, his chores. It has to start just in your own home with the little things, and then you move up, and God says if you are what is the scripture, it says if you are good with little, he will give you much. And never, that's why we always go back to the ditch digger. First and foremost, we're just little ditch diggers. We're just digging the trenches, we're just digging the holes for the seeds to be planted. I mean, that's where we all start, and then we can move on. But first, we have to be ditch diggers. We have to be willing to get our hands dirty, to get down, to get digging that soil, to prepare the soil, for the seeds to be planted. We may never see, we may not be the one that's helping bring in the harvest, picking the fruit, but it doesn't matter. As long as we've done whatever part of the harvest process, it doesn't matter where we're at, as long as we are part of it. And that's all I have to say, mm-hmm. to share.
So that's Revival Convergence America. As I said, we are in a third great awakening. There are many signs and wonders going on around the world that prove people are hungry for God. On that note, that also means there are people that are not hungry for God. And there are towns and states and countries that don't want God. That don't have God moving like other countries. But does that mean he's not moving? Because he's not doing what other countries are doing. You got to realize God is moving everywhere, all over the world at the same time. It's just the result of what man does is different. God hasn't changed trying to reach the nations. It is we, mankind, that made decisions to not listen to God, made decisions to make laws that don't follow God, made decisions to ignore God, spent our time on things that have nothing to do about God. So on this note, let us pray. The Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you this evening. We just ask you, Lord, to touch upon the nations as Revival Convergence America continues, as this third great awakening continues, as it's like a tide of the sea as it comes into shore and goes back out, as the sun sets and rises, as the day begins and ends. Lord, we just ask you to be in your will today. We ask you to show the signs and the wonders to people who need to see them, to bring the opportunities for people to hear the message of the gospel today, God. People are hungry for truth. People are hungry for things that are real, that are concrete. God, please open the doors for people to see and understand your will of where you are and what you're trying to do and where you're trying to place people so they can be the kind of people you want them to be, that they can go where you want them to go and they can understand effectively who you are. Lord, we pray for those that are sick and struggling and so many different things are happening and have the issues of where you need to go and where they need to go and how you need to help them, God, because you need to touch them right now and do the things that need to happen where you need us to go, Lord. We want to understand where it is you want us to do in this season. What kind of skills do we need to place where? What kind of time do we need to invest in? What do we need to do? Do we need to be spending more time in prayer? Do we need to spend more time in volunteering? Do we need to spend more time in the Word? What is it you want us to do, Lord? Lord, we pray for the elders. We pray for the young as they continue to go through their different journeys, as there's a future in this world where people are going to go and what they're going to do. God, please reach them and guide them and direct them to where they need to be. By the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for the people right now, as many may be sick, many may be doubting, many may be struggling and confused with the things that are happening in this world. And they don't like what they see. They don't like the places that they've been and things that have harmed them. Lord, we pray that you just lead them and guide them and direct them by the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray for the churches and the ministries as they continue to do the things that you call them to do, that you strengthen them, that you guide them, that you direct them and lead them to a place that you want them to be, Lord. So many people just want to hear the message of the gospel. They want to hear who you are and what you're about and where you are taking them and what you are doing, Lord. We need a question for you. Lord, we pray for those that are in school, that they have the opportunity to have the skill sets that they need. The teachers will be wise, that the administration will be strong, that they will be walking in the faith of Christ and walking into the place of where people are going. Lord, we pray that you just continue to move the mountains of people's lives. Lord, we pray for social media. As rules and regulations continue to change, that you will open the doors for the gospel to continue on social media, that people will have the opportunity to spread the message of the gospel. By the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
The next week, we will not have a JMC Live. We've been going 3 weeks straight without a break, and it's Mother's Day weekend, so we are going to take just a short break for next weekend, and then we will see you the following weekend back here. And we've got some upcoming interviews. We've got more interviews coming up to share what others are doing for the Lord, and also we'll have music and also some new hot topics for you in the coming weeks. All right. I'm done. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for coming tonight. It's been a blessing and an honor and a privilege to spend this time with you. We will have the podcast archived for you here shortly later tonight. We hope that you are blessed by what God is doing, and we will see you soon. God bless.